Where were you in the good old days when Cat Stevens was taking the world by storm? The mid-70s, they were a big time. Well, don't worry, if you miss those days, they're back again tonight and tomorrow night, and particularly here for us this morning. Darren Coggan, who plays Cat Stevens in the hit show Peace Train. He's also a great country music singer in his own right, and he's in here with us right now. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Dougal. How are you, mate?
Very well. Welcome to Dubbo.
Thank you. It's good to be back in Dubbo. I love Dubbo.
Yeah, look, you've been here sort of a few times, haven't you?
But
it's always a different disguise, it seems. Maybe.
That's right. A different shade of hair colour. Yeah.
You must go through some dye.
I do. But it's lovely to be here in Dubbo. You know, we've been really looking forward to these performances. We're in the middle of a national tour. We started on the 8th of August in Esperance, and we've got 70 shows.
So literally across the country.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going everywhere apart from the Northern Territory.
Yep.
So look, it's a huge 4 months we're on the road, 70 shows, 38 venues. But particularly we've been excited about Dubbo because you've got that beautiful brand new theatre.
New theatre. Yeah.
And everywhere we go, in all honesty, the other theatre managers, they say, where are you going? Oh, we're going, you know, blah, blah, blah. We just finished Queensland. We're going to Dubbo next. Oh, you're going to love Dubbo. They said, the theatre's stunning.
Isn't that good?
It's great. So the word is out.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we're very excited about coming here.
Tell us a bit about the show then, because this is, I mean, it's obviously a very busy time and you've got a lot of energy, but how hard is it to get that going and keep that going for 4 months?
Yeah, that's true. You've got to stay healthy. You've got to be sensible about it on the road. You know, you've got to try and get as much rest as you can and stay as healthy as you can, obviously, because, you know, 70 shows, that's a lot of shows to get through. But look, I've got a great team around me as well. You know, we've got a great crew. We've got a wonderful 7-piece band on the road with us, all great people and all, you know, thoroughly enjoying the experience of seeing Australia, really. We're very blessed, you know, to earn a living and you know, to see these great parts of the world. It's wonderful.
Do you have much time to do that, though? Like, for example, do you get to go to the zoo? Do you get to do
Absolutely.
That sort of stuff?
Yeah, we're planning a zoo trip tomorrow. Actually, great. Some of the guys have already been to the zoo. They were yesterday. I'm taking my wife and my kids are here with me in Dubbo, which is wonderful. So, great. Yes, we're going to the zoo. We just went to... we just came back from Brisbane. We had 3 shows in Brisbane. And we did Dreamworld and Waterworld. So, yes, I'm... I love getting out and seeing... I mean, that's...
Well, it's important,
isn't it?
You've
got to do it. You've got to do it. Yeah. You know, you don't... You know, you've got to make the most of those opportunities. And we do have... You know, our crew work very hard. They're at the theatre at the moment as we speak, you know, setting up. So they're big days for those guys. They start at 10 and don't get out of there till probably, you know, 1 in the morning. But, you know, for us as the performers, we go in at sort of 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we've got most of the day...
Yep.
Reasonably free.
Yep.
I get to talk to lovely people like yourself and, you know, do some media, obviously. But, you know, it's I'm a big fan of getting out and seeing these towns, you know. I love walking. Every time I get to a town, I love just to go for a walk up the main street, you know, and you really
get
a feel for the town and, you know, meet some people. It's great. It's really good.
Are you one of those people that sort of grew up, or maybe your parents had a bit of Cat in the background, as he was, Cat Stevens?
Yes.
He's been through a few different...
He has. He's got a very, interesting story, you know, very interesting and very inspiring story of a man's journey of personal discovery. And, yes, certainly, you know... T for the Tillerman was always on high rotation at our place as a kid growing up, you know, mum doing the housework on a Sunday morning, Cat Stevens. But as all of those type of singer-songwriter performers have been a huge influence to me over the years, you know, James Taylor, Lyle Lovett, John Denver, all of those kind of singer-songwriter performers are who I grew up with listening to.
Right.
And I guess, you know, that's still the music that I'm drawn to today, you know. Mm. Cat Stevens obviously was one of those. But the show started as a... I have always sung his music in my own shows, you know, performing around, you know, indeed when I was last here in Dubbo, I more than likely sang, you know, Father and Son or
yep.
Moonshadow. And for whatever reason, we have a similar sounding voice. You know, there's a similarity in the tone of our voices. And that's something that I've never really ever consciously thought of sort of emulating. It's just, for whatever reason, there's a similar sound there. And
that could be worse.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's handy for this show. But, you know, so I would sing a song, a cover of his, you know, and... 9 times out of 10, I would always get someone come up to me and say, wow, man, that Cat Stevens song, you sound just like Cat Stevens. And as I said, it was nothing I was consciously trying to do, but this happened all the time. And they would generally follow that up with, we'd start talking about it. Whatever happened to Cat Stevens? You know, where is he these days? Is he still making music? Is, you know, I heard he's, you know, begging on a street somewhere. You know, all these kind of weird stories. And I thought, oh, I don't know how true they would be, but didn't know the answers myself. So I set out just out of personal interest to just find out what happened to Cat Stevens. And in the research, I thought, my goodness, there's an incredible story here. It was one, I was very inspired by his story. And at this show, Peace Train is a very... It's a very positive message, I think. The underlying theme of our show is that, you know, we all have the ability to make changes in our lives should we not be happy with where we are. We all have that ability. And I think he's a great example of that, where at the height of his career in the mid-70s there, I think he was very discontent with, you know, the excesses of fame and fortune. And he did something about it. You know, he thought, no, this is, I don't like the person I'm becoming and I don't want that anymore. And he completely turned his back on it and, you know, found fulfillment elsewhere. So I guess our show traces that journey to that point where he had broken down all those barriers in his own mind and thought, no, this is not for me anymore. I want to try something else. So we try to answer that question as to why.
Yeah.
Why he abandoned the music industry.
It's a great story.
It's a great story.
Can we hear a bit of that great
sure.
voice then, and a bit of well, what will be in the show? What can you play for us first?
Sure. We might as well do Peace Train.
Peace Train.
Let's
why
do
not?
Peace Train.
All right.
Here we go. Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Now I've been crying lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness there rides a peace train. Well, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Well, peace train sounding louder, glide on the peace train. Come on the peace train. Jump up on the peace train. Ooh-ah, yee-ah, ooh-ah. Come on, peace train. So get your bags together and go bring your good friends too, because it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. So come and join the living, it's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Will peace train sounding louder, light on the peace train. Come on, peace train, the peace train. Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder, the light on the peace train. Come on, peace train. Yeah, peace train, holy roller. Everyone jump up on the peace train. Come on, come on, come on. Yes, come on the peace train. Yeah, yes, it's the peace train. Oh, yeah. Come on, peace train. Peace train.
Dear Ripper, that's fantastic. I don't think I would have been the only one singing and strumming along there. Just such a nice song, isn't it?
Ah, it's a beautiful song. You know, I think that's why this show is having such a great response is because, I mean, it's hard to go wrong with songs like that, really. Like, yeah. they're just beautiful songs. And they still stand up so strongly today, even though, you know, they were written in the mid-70s. Those messages within those songs, like Peace Train, Where Do the Children Play?
Yeah.
Those messages of you know, sort of tolerance and understanding and peace. And, you know, I think we need those themes in our world today just as much as they were needed in the 70s, if not more. Yeah. That's right. You know, so I think, you know, they are still incredibly tangible in our world today, you know, and really hit home.
You mentioned the seven-piece band you've got with you. So what other instruments are there? Because, I mean, that guitar just by yourself is pretty great.
Well, there's myself, obviously, on the guitar and singing. And then we've got keyboard player, a great young guy from Tamworth, a guy called Daniel Murray. And we've got two beautiful singers, backing vocalists, Erin Mortimer and Simone Kay. Mm-hmm. Erin's from Sydney and Simone's from Melbourne. We've got a great bass player, Mick Maloof, who's from Wollongong. And my dear friend Dale Allison from Wagga Wagga, he's on electric guitar. And we've got the mighty, mighty Mr. Doug Gallagher, who is from great city of Dubbo.
From sunny Dubbo.
Yeah. So he's on drums.
Yeah.
And Doug's incredibly excited to be back here. He left Dubbo when he was a young man, but he was in the Dubbo Pipe Band as a drummer. And, you know, he's got a very affectionate spot for this town. So he's incredibly excited to be back here. He's catching up with all his old aunts. It's wonderful.
Isn't that great?
It's really wonderful.
Now, look, you're obviously Cat Stevens in this production, but you've also been people like, and I can see this would really work, Richie Cunningham in Happy Days.
Yeah.
I mean, you look like, no offence.
I think you look like Ron the red Howell. Hair and the freckles is how I got the gig, I think, you know. That was incredible. Yeah, that was my first professional theatre show was it? Happy Days. And I was terrified. It was an arena spectacular. So this was, you know, the Sydney Entertainment Centre and the Melbourne Tennis Centre and these massive rooms. And I was, I just went to an audition through a friend of mine convinced me to go for this audition. At the time, you know, in the media they were throwing around, they were trying to find the hunt for Richie, the Richie Cunningham character in Happy Days. This was in 1999 when we did the show. You know, and then Craig McLaughlin was cast as the Fonz and Rebecca Gibney was there in the show and Wendy Hughes and Max Gillies, Doug Parkinson,
all-star cast.
Human Nature, John Stevens, all these massive Australian entertainment personalities. Excuse me. And so the meet, you know, who was going to be Richie? And they were throwing names like Hugh Jackman around and, you know, Todd McKenney. All these guys were supposedly in for the running. And this friend of mine who had a theatrical agent, I was at his house, and he said his agent was putting him up for the role. But he wasn't a confident singer. He said, oh, he was a great actor, but he said, oh, I'm not much of a singer. He said, actually, I've got a mate of mine, Darren, who's here. He looks like Richie Cunningham. He's red hair and freckles. He should go for the audition. He's a great singer. So so that's how I went along to this audition kind of cold and went in there and just turned up.
What did you sing?
I sang Dream Lover and Johnny Be Good. And, I sang a couple of songs for him. They got me to read some script and, you know, and I really didn't think, you know, much of it, to be honest. I thought, there's no way they're going to cast a young, unknown kid from Wagga Wagga in the lead role in a mega musical. Anyway, they called me back about five or six times. And by about the sixth time, I remember thinking, they must be reasonably serious about this, you know. So, I couldn't believe it. They rang me and said, yeah, we'd like to offer you the part. And I was absolutely elated, but also incredibly terrified because I was thrown completely into this incredible world.
But what a world to get thrown into.
It was incredible. And that's what started. I mean, my career up to then was predominantly focused around the country music industry, which I'm still, you know, actively involved in. But, you know, the world of professional theatre was something I never ever thought. I thought it was completely out of my reach. But it really opened up some wonderful doors for me. And, you know, having had that experience, I was hooked. I thought, wow, this is something I would really love to explore further.
And so then you've been in TV shows like All Saints and a few others as well. Do you enjoy just the acting?
I do, very much so, yeah. It's something that I really have to work hard at. I don't feel it comes as naturally as singing and playing the guitar does to me. But it's something I find a great challenge and really enjoy. I really enjoy the discipline of it, you know, researching a character and, you know, really trying to get into, you know, their headspace and what would they do. I find that really fascinating, you know, and a great challenge. It's something I really work at hard, but something I'd like to do a lot more of. You know? I mean, I'm not the world's greatest actor. I'm certainly no Russell Crowe or anything like that, but it's something that I thoroughly enjoy. Great. Yeah, it's good fun.
What about you as you then? Because obviously you're great in all these other shows. What about you, you know, writing your own songs and doing your own stuff? Are you still, like when you're on a trip like this, do you pick up stuff that you then take back and helps you write songs with?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the songs that I write, you know, I guess, as we said before, I've kind of been influenced by that storytelling, singer-songwriter type of performer. So, you know, to come away and have different experiences on the road, see beautiful places, learn, you know, certainly I'm fascinated with Australian history. So, you know, to get to see these places and learn about, you know, the towns and their origins and the characters within those towns, there's where I find are the real fascinating stories. And every town's got a story to tell.
Bit of gold.
Everyone's got it, absolutely. So, yeah, I certainly do gather lots of little bits and pieces and, you know, hopefully. You never know when inspiration is going to hit you. You know, sometimes it's at the most odd places and odd times. But to be ready to kind of harness that when it does strike, and you know, try and gather all that information when it's churning around, is to be aware of that when it's happening is important.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know you've got to go. You've got other people demanding your time.
You're
fairly
right,
shortly,
mate,
as well. Can we get one more before you
absolutely,
go?
Absolutely, absolutely.
What do you want to do for us this time?
What'd you like? What's your favorite? Father and Son.
Do you like Father and Son? Son? Love it. Love
it. Here we go. Father and Son. It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. And if you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I am happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. So take your time, think a lot, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. When I do, it turns away again. Well, it's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. And I know I have to go. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. And if you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I am happy. Times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, still it's harder to ignore it. And if they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. And I know I have to go.
Father and Son. Great stuff from Darren Coggan, who is Cat Stevens, Peace Train, kicking off tonight. Fantastic to see you. Thanks for coming in.
It's
and
a pleasure.
Thanks for playing a couple of songs. Thanks. Have a great couple of shows. I reckon you will.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, thanks for your support. Really appreciate it.
Cheers.
Thank you.